This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the worms of the earth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
A good phrase.
Yes.
It sounds like a Steinbeck phrase or something.
Mm. Yes, the worms of wrath. The long-awaited sequel to...
Yep, the apples of wrath.
The grapple of wrath.
The grapple, the grither of wrath. Mm. This is Robert E. Howard.
Yes.
So Conan and these guys.
Yeah. So going to get this out of the way. This trucks in the ancient. Different thing. Sorry. I was.
Okay.
This is the thing. This is the monster that trucks in the little people will curse your crops superstition.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of the cause of it. But also. The most confusing thing about this is they used to worship Yig.
Mm-hmm.
Yig is a gigantic snake.
Yes.
Now they worship Sthagwa.
Friendship ended with Yig.
Yeah, relationship. It's complicated. Yeah. But they've been cursed by Yig, and Yig's curse is to turn them into snakes.
So like
I'm 99%. What does Yig do to the things he likes? I think he also turns them into snakes.
Like, I think so. Sure?
When you're a Yig,
yeah, every hammer looks like a
every stick looks like it's the snakes.
So I think the idea is they were serpent people who were chosen of Yig. They forsake him, or they forsook him, and he said, "Well, fuck you! You don't get to be snake people. I'm gonna have you slowly devolve just to be snakes."
It still seems like confusing to me. I'm pretty sure he turns people he likes into snakes as well. I mean, we'll get to Yig near the end of the God.
Right.
And Yig's kind of a bummer. I've never really liked Yig being part of the mythos. Like, he just seems very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a Conan god, honestly, like a snake, like a serpent. You know, the serpent people Conan used to fight.
Yeah. Before he got woke.
Yeah. Before he got milkshake ducked. Before the Me Too generation came for Conan.
Oh.
So there are three different ways you can devolve. As one of these things, the different stages,
like three stages, and like you will stay at like the like any given clan will kind of stay at one of these stages for generations. It's like a very gradual kind of deal.
Which of these would you choose? Which of these stages would you like to be?
Any of the ones that could do the curses, because I think that would be the way I would maintain a stranglehold on the countryside. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
when you can do that in stage one, I think.
You can do it in stage one and two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have gone for stage three.
Oh, yeah? Where you're just a snake?
Just a snake with a little bit smarter, but can't cast spells. I just feel like it would be not that big of a change for now. I don't think my lifestyle would be that disrupted, you know?
I can go along with you on the bubble thing. I feel like my lifestyle, I'm not necessarily like coughing up rat bones right now.
Sure. Well, I think the snakes can eat regular food. Like, I bet you I could get someone to take. Like, if I got the third stage curse of Yig, I like to think that we're close enough friends that you'd put me in a nice terrarium and feed me, you know.
I have to like, take care of you like you were Tim Cat.
Yeah. I'd like to think that, you know.
Like, how would you get to me?
The Patreon proceeds. Well, like a movie, like a long journey.
Okay.
With a voice, the voiceover by Patton Oswalt. Like, whoa, how am I across this stream? I guess I'm my own Vine. Tarzan and Yell. And like doing all these cute little bits as I snake across America. You know, make my way over to you.
Climactic final scene as you ring the doorbell somehow and I open it up and I see you.
You hit me, I
smash you with a garbage can. I haven't heard from Gary in weeks. It's not like when Yig curses you get like a cur like your all your friends get a courtesy card, like a change of address, like notification. Yes, but please forward all correspondence to a hole in the ground.
I would, but you're also more intelligent than normal snakes, so don't you think I could spell out the word like help with my body before you smashed me? Like, if you, it'd be like a Orson from Charlotte's Web. Like, if you opened the door and you just saw a snake and it was spelling out the word coal, would you smash it or would you be curious?
Well, I'd probably lose my mind.
What if it spelled out patreon.com/duckfeedtv? Would you know it's me?
Yep. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.